Such a great kid. Always you could tell that the Lord was dealing in his life and working in his life. It never surprised me when he made a preacher. As a young pastor, he's a good one. And I'm thankful to work, thankful to work he's doing over here. I appreciate that tonight. Amen. I believe that there's a great work out here, friend. Yes. I believe there's a greater work than maybe we even understand.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I love to tap in for what God's got. I feel like we've played around for years, church, and just kind of maybe just touching the edges. Just feeling around a little bit, maybe getting a little bit of experience of what God's really got for us. But I feel tonight there's a great work for God's people. Amen. I believe there's a great work for the men of God that preach this word. Amen. For the prophets, for just the lay members there. Amen. Amen. There's a great call tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. But I came to hold up the Son of God tonight. I don't want to make sure. Amen. I came for good things tonight. I'm looking for them. It's been good so far, but I'm looking forward to getting even better.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad, amen, that we can feel the freedom to worship the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I thought it said in one place that God was a spirit.
Amen.
Them that worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. I love for us to get the spirit just a little while.
Amen.
Amen. That this God that Joel said in this word, amen, could get in our heart tonight. Amen. I believe we're going to feel the word. Amen. I believe the word, amen, on the back where we're at tonight.
Come on, man.
And on the back where we live. Amen. The way we talk. Amen. The things we do. Amen. The word. Amen. Should be at our back tonight.
Amen.
Amen. But I wanted to read a little bit in the 21st chapter of John. And might touch on a few things that Brother Jamie did last night, but we're workers together tonight. I'm not ashamed to preach the same thing my brother did.
Come on.
I believe I'll go a different route, but amen, maybe just a little bit of the same stuff.
Come on,
if you missed Jamie last night, you missed a wonderful message.
Amen.
Amen. Anointed man to preach. Amen. But the word here said that after these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were gathered together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But his disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus said to them, bring in the fish, which ye have now caught.
Uh-huh.
Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full. riches and 153, for all that were so many yet, was not the net broken, and Jesus said unto them, come and die.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I thought here in the scripture, and when the Lord began to deal with me, amen, to preach this, and amen, I thought in maybe early in the gospel, when, amen, when Jesus came upon Peter and others,
yeah.
Amen, and these men were fishermen. This was their livelihood. It was their occupation. It was just a hobby to them. Amen. But it was their occupation. Amen. But when Jesus came that day, He told them, He said, follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. In one place, I believe He said, henceforth, thou shalt catch men. When they dropped those nets,
yeah.
They left their boats. They forsake everything they had. And they followed the Son of God.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Asian.
Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. It came to them to you to follow. Amen. This man. Amen. They called Jesus. Amen. This man. Amen, that they saw do the mighty work. This man that they saw raise the dead. They saw him open the blinded eyes. Amen, they seen him reach out to the poor and the lost. And now that was without. Amen, they seen this. Amen, but after a while, amen, they lost. Amen, the leader. Amen, they lost. Amen, the man that they followed. They said, we'll go with you also.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Come on, brother.
I wanted to preach tonight. By the help of the Lord, I hope you'll get with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Most of all,
yeah.
Amen. I want the Spirit to get in this tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. But I wanted to preach tonight.
Move.
Don't let ourselves get too comfortable.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let yourselves become comfortable in your service with God. Amen. I believe it's the Son of God.
Yes, you.
Amen.
Yes.
said, Peter, we're going to go to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. What's the point tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. These folks, amen, went right back into the faith.
Yeah, right.
Amen. They brought them out.
Yeah. They didn't catch him all.
Amen. It's a bad fishing trip.
It was him.
Amen. You know what? You go fishing, you don't catch nothing, you got like fishing. Amen. I don't like it that good. Amen. They went and they didn't catch no fish, y'all. Amen. I thought how that morning, amen, that Christ come on the scene. Amen. They didn't know it was. I believe that Sunday was just, amen, that 200 cubits was, I believe it's just 100 something yards away. Amen. But Christ hollered out at them, children, have you any meat? Amen. They were not able to draw the net, for there were so many. Yeah, I didn't say the believe it was 153. Amen. What a catch they had. Amen. You know why? Because they quit doing, going, following their own way. And they tried the Lord. Come on now, church. Yourself, amen, going right back, amen, to that same spot, amen, where I've been. These men forsake their occupation. You know, us brothers today, we understand that we got to work for a living. Amen. There's a few that God's called full time that go full time. Amen. But I believe tonight as men, we've got to work for a living. Amen. But we've all got things that God has delivered us from. Amen. Amen, got things that God has freed us of. Amen, but are we creeping back in? Amen, are we reverting to that? Amen, are we reverting to our old ways? Amen, are we looking into our old habits? Amen, are we looking, into somewhere else? But thank God today, you know. Amen, I believe in these messages. I thank God a lot of times, folks will maybe know that they're going in the right direction. Amen, but when it ain't accepted, they'll revert back. Amen, to that that's comfortable. Church, we need a greater message tonight. Then if you live good, this will get on you. Amen. It's going to take more than that. Amen. To sustain us. Amen. To keep us. To deliver us. Come on, thank you. Amen. How comfortable are we tonight? Amen. they said, "This is the Lord." Amen. And Peter, it said that he girded himself with his fisher's coat for he was naked. He jumped down in the water and he swam. Amen. And he came back. Jesus done had the fire ready for him. He asked him, "Where's your fish?" Amen. But I thought how through all this, he finally got his moment with Peter.
Yeah.
He finally got his moment with him. Amen. James preached last night where he said, he told him, he said, "Satan desires to sift thee as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith would fail me not."
Yeah.
He said, "After thou convert, strengthen the brothers." Amen. He knew there was going to be a fall. Amen. He also knew that there would be a conversion. Amen. He told Peter that day, he said, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." And he said, "Feed my lambs." He asked him twice more to wipe. He told him, he said, "Feed my sheep." Amen. And I don't, in my heart, I really believe that he would just talk about the friendships of the people around him. But I believe he was talking about that occupation.
Amen.
I believe he was talking about that fishing boat.
Come on.
I believe he was talking about those nets.
Yes.
He was saying, "Peter, the work that I have for you, you cannot mix that work with this right here."
Yeah.
Amen. But if you're going to be the man that I want you to be, amen, you've got to leave that net.
Come on.
You've got to leave your fishing boat. Amen. And you've got to go out and preach. Amen. That I am. Amen. The Lord.
Right.
You've got to go and preach. Amen. And feed. Amen. That I am the Lord. And I am coming back. And my reward is with me.
Hallelujah.
So we read where Peter went out there from there a fire powerhouse.
Come on.
Yeah. And on Pentecost, they received a wonderful gift.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. A gift that the Lord had told them. He said, "Go to Jerusalem and turn it until you be endued with power from on high."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Until you be endued with power from on high.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And they went in that day. Amen. They got the Holy Ghost. And Peter spoke up boldly that day. They said, "These men are drunk on their wine." My Lord. Come on now. Amen. People get that confused sometimes.
Come on
now. People say that they said they were drunk. And Peter said, "No.
Come on.
I've had a zeal. I've had a desire. I've had a vision for a long time.
Yeah.
I remember too many times I've been cheated by the system.
Come on.
Amen. I've been cheated.
Come on, mate.
Amen. By just to revert back to what's comfort to me.
Yeah.
Amen. To go back to my comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's just I can go out there and amen. My pastor will preach. Amen. And I can sit back. Amen. And do whatever. Amen. I can move when I want to. Amen. Or sit if I want to. Amen. But the end of the day is, thank God, we must be about the Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. I believe there's a problem.
Come on.
Amen. I believe there's a problem.
Yes.
Amen. But instead, amen, we've got a church world. Amen. And I'm not talking about no certain part of it. But I'm saying in general, we've got a church world. Amen. Instead of worrying and focusing on the problem, amen, we're churching people to death. Amen. We're hammering people. Amen. With the Word of God after the traditions of men. Amen. But at the end of the day, I thank God tonight, church. Amen. We need to be, amen, digging now and get a message. Amen. That's going to feed. Amen. The power of God. Amen. That's going to open. Amen. That heart up. Amen. Open that chest. Pull that heart out. Break it in pieces. I thank God and make it a new heart. I believe that word will preach it tonight. I believe it's like a mighty hand. Come on now. Amen. I believe it'll break it in pieces. Come on now. Ellie, you ever had your heart broke? Join your hand. Amen. But God will fix it back. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter, do you love me more than these? Do you love me tonight? Amen. Do we love the Lord? Do we love Him? I love my job more than I love money. Amen. More than I love my possessions. My house and my car. Amen. I've got to give you my heart tonight. Amen. Church, what are we doing about the problem? The problem is that we've got a big world around us that's dying lost. Amen. There's probably folks here tonight. Amen. In a lost condition. Amen. What are we doing about it? Amen. By the help of the Lord, I'd love to reach out tonight. Amen. And say, amen, that it's God's will. Amen. To pull you out of the fire. Amen. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and the snout of spark. My Lord. Hallelujah. Church, it's time that we cast our net on the other side.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
I don't like the phrase of playing church. I don't like that. But I think too often we get comfortable with church. I think too often we go out and we're just comfortable. It's the right thing to do. They're having church Sunday. I'm going to go. Amen. I'm a singer. I'm going to get up and I'm going to sing. I'm going to play my music. Amen. I'm going to go. It's required of me. It's expected of me. Amen. But God, Jesus, amen, is looking for folks, amen, that wants a relationship with Him.
Amen.
How does it stand with you and Him tonight? How does it stand with you guys? Amen.
Yes.
I'd love to see someone turn their heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know that man we read about that had a lot of possession that day? He said, he got at ease. He got comfortable. And he said, you know, he said, what shall I do? He said, I've got all these goods. He said, this is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to. I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build a greater barn. I'm going to build a greater barn. I'm going to lay in my goods there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say to my soul, Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. For thou hast many goods laid up for many years.
Yes.
Amen. But I believe it said the Lord which could speak to that man that night and say, thou full this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. Of an opportunity that we have tonight. I'm thankful that we've got an opportunity. Amen. And it don't matter where we've been. It don't matter what we've done. It don't matter what we've said. Amen. But we can start tonight with a clean slate.
Amen.
Amen. We can come and we can bring it to Christ. And we can bring it to an altar of prayer. And we can lay it at His feet. Amen. And we can go away free.
Amen.
And we can go away new.
Amen.
Oh, when Jamie preached last night and he said, talking about the Lord raising us up, the end of the service. I looked over and told Joel, he was talking about that lame man, how he lifted him up.
Yeah.
He said he was born lame from his mother's womb.
Right.
He said that we were born in a sin.
Right.
I looked at Joel, I said, yeah. I believe it said that maybe in Romans there, it said that we were buried by baptism, we were buried with His death.
Yeah.
And I like what it said next. It said after His resurrection, that we would be raised in newness of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you need picked up tonight? Do you need picked up tonight? Do you need help tonight? Amen. If you need help, you came to the right place. You came to the right source. You realize there was a problem. You realize, amen, that things ain't going right. Amen. But you tried every way, but the right way. But I want to tell you to go Christ's way.
Amen.
These folks found out that they would never do good. Amen. Revert back to that. Amen. I want to tell you before I close, Jesus is the best example of anyone that left for comfort zone. A man that left a splinter of heaven to come and be born and take on the form of a servant. Amen. To die for mighty your sins. Amen. He left where it was easy. He left where there was no problems. He left the way where there was no suffering. Amen. Amen. No crying. No loss. Amen. But he come down to a place that one time they told him, they said, Lord, we will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.
That's right.
And he said, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not placed the lazy.
Right.
Amen. I want to tell you, it was a lonely life.
Yeah.
It was a lonely life. But this man was full, amen, of the Holy Ghost of power.
Yes.
This man was the Word made flesh.
Yes.
And this man has made it possible that me and you would could have defeat death.
Amen.
We could defeat hell and the grave. Amen. The devil of hell. No dominion over us. Amen. Tonight, this man has made it possible. Thank God. But we must go His way.
Come on.
We must go His way.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I know that Joel's going to preach you the truth. Amen. If this is your church, amen, you're taking up residence at a good place.
Yes. Amen.
A man that's got a solid message.
Yes.
Amen. And I want to tell you tonight, that's the only message that we need today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm tired, amen, of a hammered message. I'm tired of being beat down. I'm tired, amen, of a message that there is no life in.
Come on.
Amen. But I want to tell you that with this man Jesus, that there is life in the message. There is hope in the message. There is peace in the message. Amen. Are we going to follow, amen, Christ today? Are we going to go back, amen, to where He already delivered us from?
Amen.
I've dealt with people. They would come to the Lord and they would pray and they would be a fire. They would be on fire, be a powerhouse for 2 or 3 months. And the next thing you know, they're back to drinking, smoking pot, and cussing, and committing adultery. Amen. I want to tell you the difference. Amen. Well, we can get on that rock and say, Lord, whithersoever thou goest, I want to follow you. My Lord. Here one day, he said, I'll follow you, Lord.
Yeah.
But there come a time, he said, no, I'm going to go back fishing. But Jesus, come on the scene one more time. He come one more time. And he delivered him again.
Yes.
He said, Peter, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
He went to a man. He saw a vision and the Lord sent him to a man named Cornelius. I'm on the list.
Come on, brother.
But he went to a man named Cornelius. And Peter saw a vision while he was on the rooftop. He saw a man of 4-footed beast, and the Lord spoke to him and said, Arise, Peter, slay me. He said, Not so, Lord. Nothing has ever entered my mouth that is common or in
there. Yeah. What did he say?
But the Lord was letting him know. He told him again.
What did he say?
He let him know what I have created, what I have cleansed. Call not thou common.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? He wasn't talking about those 4-footed beasts.
No.
But he was talking about those Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. And he fell, that Cornelius fell at his feet, and he said, Get up, for I'm a man like you are.
Yeah.
Amen. And he preached Christ to him.
Yeah.
And him and his whole house were saved.
Yeah.
And I believe they received the Holy Ghost too.
Yeah.
Amen. And Peter told him, he said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Yeah.
And he told him this. And he said that God had taught him to call no man common nor unclean.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. People like me and you have got the call in our lives. Amen. And we've got a choice to accept the Lord. If he called tonight, would you go and accept that call?
Yes.
Samuel was young. Amen. The Lord began to talk to him. Samuel. He went there, Eli. Eli was getting up in years.
Yeah.
Why do you want Eli?
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing. Go back to me.
Yeah.
He heard it again.
Yeah.
He kept on, Eli. Why do you want, Master?
Come on.
I didn't say nothing. Go back to me.
Right.
And finally, Eli saw that God was calling the young man.
Come on, man.
He said, Next time that he calls, tell him to speak. For thy servant here. Amen. As they sang tonight, I'm open this altar. And I appreciate all the good people, all the good singing we've got tonight. I want us to have church. Amen. But more than I want to sing, more than I want to shout, more than I want to praise, I'd love to see someone give their heart to God. Amen. Haters rejoicing. Amen. In heaven. over one sin of every people.
Come on.
My Lord. I love to get heaven. I'm moving and shaking.
Come on.
Get the angels.
Yes.
Amen. Begin to have a praise tonight.
Yes.
Begin to rejoice.
Yes.
And say, Saint Lost for the night.
Yes.
Amen. And we've got another one.
Yes.
Amen. That's come on our side.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. Yes. Every saint, would you come and pray?
Amen.
Would you come and pray?
Right.
Our ways ain't going to work.
No.
My ideas about